Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 6. This is text 82. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya are conversing about the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopinath Acharya is saying that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at this point, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is not yet convinced. Gopinath Acharya continued, "One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by his mercy, not by guesswork, not by hypothesis." Srila Prabhupada's purport. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by exhibiting some mundane magic. Foolish people are enchanted by magical demonstrations, and when they see a few wonderful things done by mystic powers, they accept a magician as the personality of Godhead or an incarnation. This is not the way of realization. Nor should one guess or speculate about an incarnation of God or the personality of Godhead. One has to learn from a bona fide person or from the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, as Arjuna did, by the mercy of Krishna. Krishna himself also gives many hints about his potencies as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only through the evidence presented by the Shastras and the Mahajans. In any case, one must have the mercy of the Lord in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotional service. Gopinath Acharya continued, "Ishvara kripa lesh hoy ta yahare, se ta ishvara tattva jani bhare pare." The Acharya continued, "If one receives but a tiny bit of the Lord's favor by dint of devotional service, he can understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Then Gopinath Acharya quotes from the Bhagavatam, "Atapite deva padam bhuja dvaya prasada lesha anugrahite vihi janatitatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko api charam vichinvan." My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The above verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.29. The Brahma Samhita states, Vedeshu durlabham durlabhaktau. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the ultimate goal of knowledge, Vedeshya savara hameva vidya, one who is not a pure devotee and who is not engaged in the service of the Lord cannot understand him. Lord Brahma therefore confirms this. Vedeshu durlabham. It is very difficult to understand the Supreme Lord simply through one's studies. However, it is very easy for the devotees to capture the Lord. The Lord is known as Adhita, unconquerable. No one can conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord consents to be conquered by his devotees. That is his nature. As stated in the Padma Purana, Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Graham Indriyai Sevan Mukihi Jivadao Swayam Eva Spurat Yada. Being pleased by devotional activities, the Lord reveals himself to his devotees. That is the way to understand him. The verse from Srimad Bhagavatam quoted by Gopinath Acharya was originally spoken by Lord Brahma when he was defeated by Lord Krishna. Lord Brahma had stolen all the calves and cowherd boys in order to test Krishna's power. Lord Brahma admitted that his own extraordinary powers within the universe were not in the least comparable to the unlimited powers of Lord Krishna. If Lord Brahma can make a mistake in understanding Krishna, what to speak of ordinary persons who either misunderstand Krishna or falsely present a so-called incarnation of Krishna for their own sense gratification? Gopinath Acharya then addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "You are a great scholar and a teacher of many disciples. Indeed, there is no other scholar like you on earth. Nonetheless, because you are bereft of even a pinch of the Lord's mercy, you cannot understand him, even though he is present in your home. It is not your fault. It is the verdict of the scriptures. You cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by scholarship." Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is a very important verse. Even big scholars cannot understand Krishna, yet they dare comment on the Bhagavad Gita. Reading the Bhagavad Gita means understanding Krishna. Yet we actually see so many scholars making blunders in trying to understand Krishna. Gopinath Acharya's statement is confirmed in many places of the Vedic literature. In the Katha Upanishad 1.2.23, it is stated, "Nityamatma pavachanena labhyo na medeya na bhuna sutena yam evasya vinute tena labhyas tasyai sa atma vivinute tanum swam." It is also stated in the Katha Upanishad, "Naishatakena matira paneya protan yena naiva sugyanaya prishta yam tom apa satya dritam batasi tavdrin no buyan nitnatiketa prashta." The fact is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul, cannot be attained simply by explanations, logic, and erudite scholarship. One cannot understand him simply by one's brain substance. Even by studying all the Vedic literatures, one cannot understand the Supreme Lord. However, if one is slightly favored by the mercy of the Lord, if the Lord is pleased, one can understand him. But who are the candidates eligible to receive the mercy of the Lord? Only the devotees. They alone can understand what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord reveals himself to the sincere devotee when he is pleased with his service. Swayam eva sparatyada. One should not try to understand the Lord simply from the statement of the Vedas, nor should one uselessly attempt to decry these statements through reasoning and logic. Hearing the words of Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "My dear Gopinath Acharya, please speak with great care. What is the proof that you have received the mercy of the Lord?" Gopinath Acharya replied, "Knowledge of the summum bonum, the absolute truth, is evidence of the mercy of the Supreme Lord." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead may not have shown mercy to me, but what is the proof of his having shown it to you? Kindly let us know about this." In reply to this, Gopinath Acharya said that the summum bonum, the absolute truth, and his different potencies are identical. Therefore, one can understand the substance of the absolute truth by the manifestation of its different potencies. The summum bonum includes all potencies in one unit. The absolute truth, combined with different characteristics, is the original substance, vastu. Parasya shaktir vavadaiva jriyate. Thus, the Vedas state that the absolute truth has different potencies. When one understands the characteristics of the potencies of the Absolute Truth, one is aware of the Absolute Truth. On the material platform as well, One could understand the substance by the manifestation of its symptoms. For example, when there is heat, it is to be understood there is fire. The heat of the fire is perceived directly. The fire may not be visible, but one can search out the fire by feeling heat. Similarly, if one can perceive the characteristics of the Absolute Truth, we can know that he has understood the substance of the Absolute Truth by the mercy of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:25, it is said, Naham Prakasya Sarvasya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. Sevan Mukhihi Jivado Swayam Eva Sparatyada. The Lord reveals himself to a devotee when he, the Lord, is completely satisfied by the devotee's service. Thus, one cannot understand the Supreme Lord without his mercy. The Absolute Truth cannot be understood by speculation, and this is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. Gopinathacharya continued, You have seen the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his absorption in an ecstatic mood. Despite directly perceiving the symptoms of the Supreme Lord in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot understand him. This is commonly called illusion. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Gopinathacharya is pointing out that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had already seen uncommon symptoms of ecstasy in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These uncommon symptoms of ecstasy, of love, ecstatic love, indicate the Supreme Person. But despite having seen all these symptoms, the Bhattacharya could not understand the Lord's transcendental nature. He was considering the Lord's pastimes to be mundane. This was certainly due to illusion. Gopinathacharya continues, A person influenced by the external energy is called Bahir-mukha-jan, a mundane person, because despite his perception, he cannot understand the real substance. Hearing Gopinathacharya say this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya smiled and began to speak as follows. We shall read Srila Prabhupada's purport, and then quite soon, Krishna willing, we shall hear the reply of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When one's heart is not cleansed, one cannot awaken the transcendental nature of devotional service. As Lord Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, Yesham Tvantakata Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Te Dvanva Mohir Niyamukta Bhajantim Ham Drida Vataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my service with determination. When one is actually engaged in pure devotional service, it is understood that he has already attained freedom from all reactions to sinful activities. In other words, it is to be understood that devotees are already freed from sin. A sinful person, a miscreant, duskriti, cannot engage in devotional service, nor can one engage in devotional service simply on the basis of scholarly speculation. One has to wait for the mercy of the Lord in order to render pure devotional service. We shall end here. Hare Krishna.